WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's get real. Being a parent is wild, right? It's this beautiful, chaotic roller coaster of love, laughter, tears, tantrums, and everything in between. And one of the biggest things we want to create for our kids, even amidst all that crazy, is a safe space where they can truly express their emotions without judgment or fear. Because let's face it, bottling things up doesn't do anyone any good. We've all been there, that feeling of needing to scream into a pillow, but holding it back because big girls and boys don't cry, right? Well, newsflash. Big emotions are normal. And teaching our kids to embrace them is one of the greatest gifts we can give them. So today, let's dive into creating that safe space where those little humans feel empowered to express themselves freely without the pressure of being perfect or acting tough. Here are five things you can start doing right away. First, be a model for healthy emotional expression yourself. Ever notice how kids mirror what they see? If you're constantly suppressing your emotions, chances are they will too. So let those feelings flow, talk about your frustrations, share your joys, and don't be afraid to show vulnerability. Remember, it's not about being a mess, it's about teaching them that it's okay to have feelings, even the tough ones. Second, use I statements. When your child expresses an emotion, try responding with I statements instead of you statements. You know what I mean? Instead of saying, you're being so dramatic, try something like, I hear that you're really frustrated right now. This shifts the focus from blame to understanding and helps them feel heard and validated. Third, create a space where they can talk without interruption. Put down your phone, turn off the TV, whatever it takes to give them your full attention. Make eye contact, nod your head, and let them know you're really listening. Sometimes kids just need someone to hear them out, even if they don't have a solution. Fourth, normalize all emotions. Don't shy away from talking about difficult feelings like sadness, anger, or fear. Help them understand that these are normal human experiences and there are healthy ways to cope with them. You can use stories, books, or even your own experiences to illustrate this. Remember, labeling emotions helps kids develop emotional intelligence. And lastly, empower them with choices. When possible, give your child choices about how they want to express their emotions. Do they want to draw a picture? Write in a journal? Go for a walk and stomp their feet? Let them find what works best for them. Now, let me tell you about a time I struggled with this myself. My daughter, Lily, was going through a super tough phase at school, feeling left out and insecure. She started withdrawing and wouldn't talk about it. It broke my heart. One day, I decided to take a different approach. Instead of pushing her to talk, I sat down with her and said, "Honey, I know you're going through something hard. It's okay not to be okay. How do you want to feel better?" She surprised me by saying she wanted to draw. So we grabbed some paper and crayons, and as she drew, she started sharing snippets of what was going on. It wasn't a big confession, but it was a start. Seeing her vulnerability in choosing art as an outlet opened the door for more honest conversations later on. The point is, creating a safe space takes effort, but it's worth it. Remember, you're your child's first teacher when it comes to emotional intelligence. By modeling healthy expression, actively listening, and validating their feelings, you can empower them to navigate the world with confidence and resilience. And that's something truly amazing. So go out there, create those safe spaces, and remember it's okay not to have all the answers. Just be present, be supportive, and let your kids know they are loved unconditionally. And until next time, keep shining, bright mamas.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.